How's Winnipeg treating you? None of your business.
I like towns that don't try to be what they're not. And Winnipeg has been perfectly fine. The people have been a delight. They're helpful at all costs. Because, I mean, I don't know Winnipeg from anything. I've never been here before. And they've been swell. So I think they could probably, you know, pay back some of the money they owe the Heat. But, you know, that 20 and windy at night is not as much fun as I thought it would be.
Has anyone told you about the ballet or the zoo? Because when they get boastful, that's the two things they tend to talk about in Winnipeg.
No. They've told me that there's beer.
Well, that there is.
Well, then they haven't lied to me. And really, telling me about the ballet or the zoo is pretty much like telling me, you know, about the ovulation cycle of the Bulgarian otter.
Yeah, well, it would be. That's true. But, you know, I'm just telling you, that's what Winnipeggers do. Now, Blair is sort of a Winnipegger. He's actually from the suburban Winnipeg. But
I'm from more, 80 miles outside of Winnipeg.
Well, that ain't Winnipeg. That counts, right? Yeah, that's an easy...
Right in the North Dakota border.
It's an easy commute. But those are two of the things. Now, what is your reaction to our quaint little football festival here?
It is the perfect counterpoint to the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl is basically a massive, rigid, bloated trade show with a football game tacked on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
While, as near as I can tell, the Grey Cup is a series of mobile taverns running without liquor licenses with a football game tacked onto the end of it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
So what have you...
And I seriously find the second far more appealing.
So you've visited several of these mobile taverns.
I've been sort of stunned at the informality, because you just sort of... You figure that it's there, but it doesn't hit you till you're out eating with some friends and you see five or six of the Red Blacks sitting like two tables away. Now, in the NFL, one, you know, they're not going to any restaurants we're going to. And two, if any of them saw a reporter, they would flee. The other thing that I found interesting is that they sat down, they had their meal, and nobody came by to ask them for autographs or, you know, pictures with their telephones. I mean, none of that stuff. They let them eat and, like, just be regular people. And that definitely wouldn't happen in the U.S. I mean, what do you think of my fantasy team? You know, and these guys, they would end the night like with the forks that they took trying to eat jammed into their foreheads just to make the pain go away. So it just seems like everybody sort of stays in their lane, and so everybody feels like comfortable. And you never feel that at a Super Bowl.
If they ever had a Super Bowl in Green Bay, which is inconceivable, but if you've gone to football games in Green Bay, that's not that far off, I don't think. Really, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because the NFL takes your town, and they would take Green Bay. And whatever Green Bay's attempts to hold on to its individuality were would be swallowed up by we're going to need City Hall for the NFL experience. Mm-hmm. And – you know, all your outdoor parks, you know, we'd like you to shovel this snow off so that we can put our TV trucks there. It's simply become too massive a thing not to intrude on whatever your town is. San Francisco is cheerfully closing off city blocks and shutting down bus lines just because the NFL said, we really don't want, we don't want a cable car going by. That won't do. You know, and it's they sort of come to your town. They say, this is what we're going to get from you. And then they put up the $95 sweatshirt sign. So, no, I don't think that Green Bay could withstand, you know, the entire Chinese Eighth Route Army sort of approach that they have. Whereas the CFL sort of comes in on little cat feet. You know, I mean, the Spirit of Edmonton thing is out at the airport this year because I guess they couldn't get a room downtown. But really, other than, you know, and that's sort of a concession. I mean, normally, you know, the NFL would say, we want this big thing that we do here. Now, what are you going to do about it? And the CFL, you know, or the Spirit of Edmonton people, they said, well, I guess we're out at the airport then. You know, there's a civility about it all that, well, at least that I see from the outside. I mean, you know, behind closed doors, there may be people, you know, knifing each other to death, but I haven't seen any of the blood yet. But it just seems like, you know, we're trying to fit into your town, not making your town conform to our needs.
You were also quite taken by the annual coitus question.
It was tremendous because Rick Campbell took the question and ran with it. The question might be asked at a Super Bowl, but it would not be answered, except maybe with heat vision from Bill Belichick. Because I just, this is serious business. This is the Super Bowl. There, we'll have no frivolity there, and we won't speak of that because I might get on TMZ later. You know, Campbell sort of, he clearly prepared. He had the right answer for it, and it was just, you know, it was one of those things where the coaches sort of accept the traditions that came before them rather than sort of being the natural control freaks that they are. And it was the question was almost irrelevant to the process, but the process was, okay, this is weird. I get that you guys are going to do this. So instead of swatting you down, I'm going to play along because that's what we do. That was the neat part.
Well, I got to say, credit where credit is due. That question was invented by the late Jim Shaky Hunt, who was a big part of the station and was a reporter for years and kind of everybody's favorite dirty old uncle. So that was...
there's a resume for you.
Yeah, that's exactly him, and I don't think anyone would argue with that. Yeah, so that's,
well, Brent actually just undersold him, if you want to know
the
truth.
There's some other parts to Shake's resume as well, but we miss him, but that his question lives on. Now, are you going to go, and I know what a fan you are of Roger Goodell's annual speech to the world. Are you going to go see the CFL commissioner speak this morning?
No, because weirdly enough, I got him last week. I called Paulo Senra, the CFL director of communications. I said, hey, could I get a half an hour with your commissioner? He was on the phone the next day. And it didn't really matter what he said or what I asked him. It's the fact that I could pick up the phone, ask for a half an hour of the guy's time, and I get it. Do that with Roger Goodell or even Adam Silver or Gary Bettman. You know, you're in a queue for forever. You know, it's just, oh yeah, what do you need? You know, and it took me aback because, you know, I mean, I spent time, you know, prepping questions. I thought, you know, well, let's see how this goes. And it ended up being sort of a fairly formal but, you know, amenable chat. I mean, he loves buzzwords because he's an American and that's what you have to do. You know, he loves words like branding. But I figured that was part of the deal. But it was the fact that I could get him within the same calendar year that I asked for him that was the remarkable thing.
But Ray, do you feel in any way, because there's a history of a short history of American guys coming to cover the CFL, and the league gets very excited about that. You know, the point I was telling Blair the other day, a guy came up one year who looked like he slept in the bus shelter from him, and he identified himself from a made-up website, and they treated him like he was Anderson Cooper, right? You are a bit of a celebrity there, I would think. I would think you're like, you've got most favored nation status with the league because of your passport.
Well, we'll see where I sit on game day. If I'm outside, that might not be true.
All right.
Maybe that's it, and I'm certainly willing to accept that could be part of it. But they surely can't be so naive as to think I'm the first of a new wave of people who are going to come up and do this. I mean, this was a specific sort of set of circumstances for me and my boss at CSN Bay Area, Jeff James, because when we first talked about it, he looked at me like I was an idiot. I said, why would you, you know, why do we want to spend money to send you to something no one's going to watch? And I said, because we've got the Super Bowl here. And I can't think of anything more unlike that than the Grey Cup in Winnipeg. And then he looked back at me and he said, I know what this is. You don't want to do 49ers at Arizona, and you don't want to do Oakland at Tennessee. I get it. But, no, it just that was the juxtaposition. And I think they have to know that, you know, I'm not going to be at the next Grey Cup because there's no real reason for me to be there. And I don't have any kind of throw weight to imagine, hey, he did it last year. That must be a great idea. No, it was specific to my circumstances. I think they recognize that. So, I mean, other than being interviewed on camera by two members of the Red Blacks, I've really been treated as though I'm just, you know, another one of the traveling schlubs, which I really kind of like.
Have you had a chance to talk to many of the players? And I mean, we know that, you know, these guys aren't making as much money as NFL players. I mean, a lot of them, frankly, a lot of them have jobs in the off season. I don't know if as many do as they used to have them. But have you had a chance to get to know any of the players? I mean, as much as a reporter gets to know a guy, and anybody kind of stuck out to you as being particularly memorable?
Not really, because I've come to discover over the years that a 20-minute conversation with a guy isn't the same as even remotely getting to know him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've talked to a few, and, you know, I mean, Henry Burris, I mean, you know, he could filibuster a parrot. You know, he's an interesting guy, but he's sort of not really what I'm after in this series, only because it's not really about the game as much as it is the experience, because the game is the Super Bowl's in Santa Clara, which is about 35 miles or 5 hours driving from San Francisco, whereas most of the events and the stuff during the week that affects most people will be up in the city. So I was really more concentrating on the periphery of the game. I mean, I did, like I said, I talked to a few people here and there, listening on a few conversations, but that really wasn't sort of the focus of what I was trying to get at, which is the difference between CFL players and NFL players, because, you know, it was all of a sudden going to become a massively bloated narrative, and
right. The
shorter I write, the better the nation likes it.
Are you, can you compare for us the CFL gift bag, the Grey Cup gift bag, to the Super Bowl gift bag?
Yes, the Super Bowl doesn't do a gift bag.
They don't do.
No,
well, wait
stopped,
a minute.
They stopped doing it. Yeah.
Well, no, because who did we see? We saw Mike Francesa going through his gift bag on. Well, that was a couple of years ago. He did it on the TV.
Austerity.
Right.
It's all austerity.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
The NFL is bleeding money crazy.
Yes,
that's right.
They may not make it to July.
So, what did you get in the CFL gift bag?
A CFL football.
Well, that's good.
A goofy hat that makes you look like Droopy Dog, but does keep your head warm. And a much, much valued pair of gloves.
Uh-huh.
And then a schedule of the week. So the last two things I really needed, the third thing I may give to my son, and the fourth thing, I don't know, I may leave it in lieu of a tip to the people who have cleaned my room.
That's very generous of you. What are your Friday night before Grey Cup is always a jolly occasion. The town will be rocking to the degree that Winnipeg can rock. What are you? What are your plans? Hey, Blair and I were suggesting you go to Ray and Jerry's Steakhouse, where they will give you a free pen with your dinner. But other than that, what's on for this evening?
I'm not sure yet. I'm going to go over to the convention center and, you know, get an eye full of Ryderville. I want to go find the Atlantic Schooners people, hoping that there are still Baltimore Stallions people there, because nothing says the Grey Cup in my head than celebrating a team that can never exist again and one that's never been. The NFL, I mean, they don't even have the concept of fan groups going to Super Bowls. If your team's not in it, you don't go. You stay at home and watch. Here, I mean, when Cam Cole told me this a few weeks ago when I was doing research for this, and he said, "Oh yeah, they come no matter what." I mean, I was stupefied. I mean, it's really that much of a community deal. So that's what I'm doing today. And because yesterday was American Thanksgiving and nobody was reading, and today, you know, not very many more will be reading because of the tryptophan paralysis, I can pretty much do whatever I want with that. So that's sort of what I'm aiming at. And then, you know, the spirit of Edmonton, I still have to go to church. So
yeah.
Did you got to do that.
That's where you'll find there's the Baltimore thing's down to about three people. But that's if they are still alive, that is where you will find them.
Did you go to the Palomino Club?
I hear they're closing it.
No!
And Henry Burris was upset about it.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, they're either closing it or moving it. I've gotten two different versions of the story, and I'm not that keen on finding out one way or the other.
It's Crown Royal. It's Crown Royal Apple Night. Friday night. It's Crown Royal Apple Night. It's like been there for 30 years.
Well, some traditions must die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't know, because all I know is as soon as Henry Burris came off the podium at the field on, I want to say it was Tuesday, He asked, is it true the Palomino Club is closing? And someone said yes, and then someone else said, no, I think it might be moving. And he was crestfallen.
Yes.
So, you know, either way, the Palomino Club is going to undergo some sort of serious fundamental change that I will not be here to chronicle.
Well, stay safe, Ray.
Yes.
You know, don't get arrested. It's because that can happen in Winnipeg. It's happened to people near and dear to my heart.
I've got the police chief's phone number. I can email it.
Yeah, Blair can get you. He knows politicians there. He could probably get you sprung if it happens.
Yeah.
You sound like you guys have gotten to spend a night in the back of a cop car.
Well, Winnipeg does. Winnipeg has a very specific effect on some people, I would say.
Define night. Like, are we talking hours? Like, less than an hour, okay?
How about the 19 hours of the day when the sun is below the horizon?
Okay. Yeah. I think I'll just pass that one on to Brent.
But you guys haven't told me which of you did time here.
Time is probably overstating it, but it is a place where people have historically gotten in trouble.
Yes.
You know, especially in these kinds of situations. People in our fraternity.
Suggest to me that there's a great story that you should be sharing with the nation.
Well, there's a couple, but there's people still alive. You know, it's not like Shaky. I can say whatever I want about Shaky, but it's a fun town, and it's a good. I'm glad that you were experiencing the Grey Cup on the prairies, where you know if you were here for a Grey Cup or in Vancouver, it would be a very different proposition. But you are at the absolute kind of Bethlehem of Canadian football, so that's a good place to be.
Well, in honesty, I probably couldn't have sold the idea or my boss selling it to me if it was anywhere but here or Regina. But, you know, CSN Bay Area has basically said, we're going to give you some money. You better turn something out, and it better be weird. I thought that it was much easier to find weird in Winnipeg and Saskatchewan than in the big cities.
525 Crown Royal Apple on special all night. Jukebox Heroes will be playing tonight at the Palomino Club.
Well, as soon as I get out of church, I'll head right over.
There you go. Oh, big thing, prediction. Who's going to win? Watch this.
My head, based on what people have told me, says Edmonton. My heart, and for the benefit of my story, says Red Blacks 1-0.
It's got to be 2. Well, 1-0 would work. Hopefully, they'll have a rouge for you.
If I get a rouge, I will write it and then I will close my machine because I won't need to say anything else.
Yeah, I think a rouge is guaranteed. So
a rouge is guaranteed.
You enjoy that.
Take care, Ray. Say hi to everyone for us. Be safe.
I'll say hi to everyone for Brunt. Your name is still persona non grata from that thing with the goat.
It wasn't a goat. It was a baby bison.
That's not what the police report said.
Yes, it does. Bye-bye.
See you, Ray.
See you later.